kasha lula. Vakol porim it's a kasha lula. That Rishbam says. She posach be baruch, v'loi chosim be baruch. When he made Havdalah, he just started off with the baruch ato Hashem, hamavdo mekoresh lechol, and that's it. He didn't end off with the baruch. Why not? The chur it's a ribu abracha. It should have a few words in it in Havdalah. So Amalach Ulu answers back, it's no kasha. Hatay Avdolah is also just like Birchas HaMitzvahs. Why? Because Birchas HaMitzvahs, my time. How come we make a bracha l'satei patzitzis? That's all we say. We don't have to end off with a baruch. Why is Birchas HaMitzvahs different? Mishum deidohi. It's only one haidohi. You're thanking Hashem for one thing. Like he's mekadesh us with this mitzvah. Is ho nami haidohi. The same thing by saying Havdolah, it's only like one Havdolah. It's only one Havdolah, you're thanking Hashem that there's such a thing as a dividing between one and the other. So the Rashbam, Hainami Haidohi, V'yein bo hefsik dover acher. You don't talk about two things in Havdolah. Loi hefsik, tachno, you're not asking for anything. Loi hefsik, ritzu, you're not bimratza, praying for something. Hilkach, bepsichosan sagi. Just that we end off, Baruch Ato Hashem, Lekeinu Melech Elom, that's enough. Hamavdol, Mekodesh Tachor, that's it. It's not doma to the bracha we make on kiddush. She'etzorach lesaper b'shabbes b'shvach Shabbos. We have to talk about the praise Shabbos or birchas. Yeah. So there's not only to talk about kiddush. We also talk about we praise Shabbos. He's saying inyan shvach and inyan mitzvah. That's why you end off with the baruch. Or birchas yaitzior. She yosh by hefsek tachana. We also ask for something. The goyim bracha mecho rabim rachim aleinu. You have to begin and end off with Shvach HaShemokim. So the Rashbam is saying, in other words, that when you speak about one thing in the Baruch, you only have to start off with the Baruch and not end off with the Baruch. That's why we say L'Satei Fatzitzis, or by Baruch HaSaperis, Baruch Priates. We're only talking about one thing, Baruch Priates. So since it's only one Indian, you just have to start and not end off. By Kiddush and by Yetzirah, the reason why those brachas we start with a baruch and end with a bracha, because we talk about two different things in the middle. We talk about Kiddush and about the Shvach Shabbos and Yetzir Breishis. We talk about a few things in Kiddush. Mashen can hear b'Avdolah. You're only talking about one thing. Hamavdu b'Kiddush Tochol. So maybe it's enough just to start off with a baruch, and you don't have to end off with a baruch. Therefore, it's not a kasha anula. Yeah. Right. Rav Chanina. Rav Chananya bar Shalmiya, the Talmidei the Rav, had the Yasper b'Sedusa. They were all sitting down having a meal together. The Koyolayo Rav Hamnuna Saba, and Rav Hamnuna Saba, he was the waiter. He was serving them. Omrulei, they told them Zil Chazi. While they're eating Brisos on Friday, they started to eat Friday 12 o'clock, let's say, and the Suda took a long time. Before you know it, it was almost Shabbos already. So the Suda, Friday Suda, went into Shabbos. So they told Omalei, Zil, somebody told the Shamish, Zil Chozi imekadesh yoima. Go tell me, did it become Shki already? Like, is it time that Shabbos is here already? Because if it's Shabbos now, Nafsik will stop our meal right now. V'nikva l'shabata. And we'll be kaveya now, the rest of the meal should be done. The covered Shabbos? That's what they ask. So Rashbam says, V'yasim b'sadosan. Erev Shabbos, it was an Erev Shabbos, v'richu bo ashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashash is it Laila or not? V'nafsik v'yakira shulchan at the Rashbam. If it is Shabbos right now, we'll take away the shulchan. V'nikve l'sadaseinu b'shabbat l'shem Shabbos. And we'll bring it back again by just after Kiddush, l'kovet Shabbos. So that's what he is. Is it Shabbos yet or not? Omalei, so he answered back, l'tzrichusa. You don't have to do this. You don't have to take away the table. You don't have to stop the meal right now. Shabbat kovanasha. When Shabbos comes, it's kaveh for itself. In the middle of the meal right now that it's Shabbos, automatically by itself, the meal becomes a meal for Shabbos. Said Rashbam, l'tzrichusa, l'hasik d'akira shulchan. You don't have to take away the table. K'dei l'havdil bein suda schol l'suda Shabbos. To make a difference between the Friday meal and the Shabbos meal. The Shabbos he kovod nafshim lisudosa the miyachas she yaseres aleinu lecho miyata b'loy kiddush. Since the shita is not like Rabbi Yosi before, like Rabbi Yehuda shita, that as soon as it becomes Shabbos, you're not allowed to continue eating. You have to stop right now and make kiddush. So since right now when it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to continue eating, is ein lecho hefsek godem izir. That's the hefsek. That makes a difference. That shows us that what you're eating up until now was Friday's meal. What you're eating from now on, it's going to be Shabbos meal. Because you have a hefsek, something's there telling us that now you can't eat anymore till you make Kiddush. So the Kiddush alone makes the hefsek. Is chashiv yoyse kva uyo. Enoch hefsek godom is there. Umeyatzmo sude Shabbos chashivo nivdeles misude schoil. V'day lechem beprisas mapir v'kiddush. All you have to do is just spread over, cover up the challah, and now make kiddush. And after kiddush, take off the cover, and that's called the suda by itself. It's called the cover shabbos. The Yomar Rav, because Rav says, kishem shashabbos kevas lemaiser. Just like on Shabbos, any food you eat is kevas lemaiser. The loch is like this. Maiser, before it was goma malachtoi, before the pre came to its final stage, you're allowed to eat it, midiraisa, even if you didn't take off shumas amaisus. But midirabonan, you're not allowed to eat a sudas kva, only a sudas arai. A little snack you're allowed to eat even before you take off shumas amaisus. As once you made a gemar malacha, then midiraisa it's terrible, you can't eat anything. But before you made the gemar malacha, the peris, even before you took off shumas amaisus, you're allowed to eat it, arai, a little bit you're allowed to eat. What about on Shabbos? On Shabbos we say no. Even a little snack you're not allowed to eat on Shabbos. Shabbos kavas lemaiser. Any little snack you eat on Shabbos, since Shabbos has the inyan of oinik Shabbos, so any little bit you eat is called like the sudas kva, and it's also tedious if you didn't take off the trumas amaisus. So kach Shabbos kavas lekiddush. The same thing for kiddush. That we have to make kiddush, as soon as you make kiddush, that's kaveya that now the meal is called the kavet Shabbos. And you don't have to take away the table. It's enough to leave the table there. Just make kiddush. And that alone makes it that Shabbos now is considered the meal of L'Kavod Shabbos. So to Rashbam, Kishem Shekavas L'Maisa, Pirish, Achilas Arai, if he eats a snack, the Shabbos Chashiva Oysa Kva. If you eat a snack on Shabbos, it is eating, you're eating a main meal. L'Maisa, B'Masech the Beitza, Mishum Devi Oynik. On Shabbos is in your Oynik. Afilu sudas kolshu, any little sudi you have on Shabbos, you make in the mitzvah oinig. Is a mela, it applies like a kvahu. V'yeinoichlim b'Shabbos afilu arai mitfua, shle nigmo malachton lemaiser. Elim kem isra mi'era Shabbos. If you have these fruits that were not kovas, not nigmo malachtoi, so even though a snack you allowed to eat before trumas lemaiser, but on Shabbos, no. Because Shabbos is a chosh of a meal, any little bit eating of it makes it like a kvah. The same thing, kach kovas lekiddush. She also litoy machi kaddish. As soon as, even though you're eating your meal on Friday and it goes into Shabbos, as soon as it comes the time to make kiddush, you have to stop eating, and it's kovas l'Shabbos now. Alma, what do we see? Mishachashecha yichashuva achila Shabbos meleil. By itself, it becomes a kosher. So you don't have to take away the table. All you have to do right now when Shabbos starts, it's also for you to eat until you make kiddush. So just stop, cover up the challah, make kiddush, and then continue your suda. The Gemara Sovim Minei, the Rabbanim thought, Ki Hecha de Kovo LeKiddush. The same way we say at the beginning of Shabbos, is Kovas LeKiddush means that even though this is a Friday's meal, and you're going into Shabbos, as soon as it becomes Shabbos by itself, it's also to continue eating, and first you have to make Kiddush. That's the Salacha that, the Kovo LeKiddush. That means when it comes this man to make Kiddush, you have to stop eating, it's also to eat before you make Kiddush. So they thought, Kach Kovo LeAvdolo. The same thing would apply by Avdolo. If you're reading your Shalosh Shudis, and it's taken a long time, and you're going into Mitzvah Shabbos, as soon as it becomes Tetzik Chavim, I would tell you, you have to stop your Shalosh Shudis, stop the meal, make Havdalah first, and then continue your meal. That's the Havamina. Heskach Kevas Lavdalah. That at the end of Shabbos is an Indian to be Malav of the Shabbos. So as soon as Shabbos goes away, you're supposed to make Havdalah right away. And at that time, it's also to continue eating. You'd have to stop your Shalosh Shudis and make Havdalah then. That's what they thought. Amalu Rav Amram. Rav Amram said back to them, no. Hochi Yomar Rav. This is what Rav said. Le Kiddush Koivas. It's true. Friday, if you're eating before Shabbos and it becomes Shabbos, you have to stop eating after beginning of Shabbos. It's Kiddush now. You can't eat until you make Kiddush. V'loila Avdolo. But it's not V'loila Avdolo Koivas. But it's not Kaveir for Avdolo. Even though Shabbos goes away, if you're in the middle of your Shalosh Shudis, you don't have to stop eating because there's no three. What's wrong? Like Fakir. You continue eating, you sudah Shabbos. It's still a Shalosh Shudis. Sadar Rabbah, the longer you want to go, keep on going. You're not being revaz of the Shabbos by continue eating. Faket, you're being mamshech Shabbos. So there, Havdolah is not kavas. You don't have to stop the Shalosh Shudis in order to make Havdolah. So the Rashbam, kach kavas l'Havdolah. That was the Havamina. Kach yitziyosah. The same thing when Shabbos goes away is kavat l'avdolo. Shim yoishven al ha-shulchan. People sitting on the shulchan. V'chashaycha v'maytsoi Shabbos. And it came now maytsoi Shabbos. And the havamina is also lechel. You're not allowed to continue eating. Ad sheyavdol. Until you make avdolo. Ad sheyavdilu. V'yafo pish l'yavsikin sudosam. Peris mapo mavdol. Sheyitsiya Shabbos esrosam b'chilo v'kavat l'avdolo. That was the havamina. And he answered back, no. Havdolo ain't a kavat. You started teach Shalas Shudas when it was still Shabbos. Zeh Kovet Shabbos Faket. That's the Kovet Shabbos. Finish this Suda. This is the third Suda of Shabbos. Even after it gets night time. After you finish Shalas Shudas, then you make Avdolim. And Chorus treat it like this, because we hold, the longer you keep Shabbos, there is a Kedusha Shabbos there. Hey, it's up until you make Avdolo, until you dive a Marav, there is a Kedusha Shabbos. To Shal exactly what does it mean, but the Taisa Shabbos is there for sure. So the care, the longer you keep in Shabbos, the Suda Shabbos, you be Marach in Shabbos. So other Rabbis, it's a good thing to do, and you don't have to stop your Shalosh Shudas when it comes time to make Avdolo. Bahani Mili, when is this said though, Linyan Mifsik? Only the Lai Mafsakinan. If you're in the middle of eating Shalosh Shudas, and now it becomes nighttime, you don't have to stop the Shalosh Shudas. You can continue eating your Shalosh Shudas. But if you didn't start eating before, you're not allowed to start eating when it comes time to make Avdolah. As when it comes now, like we usually hold after Shkia, already you should not start eating. Or even after Shkia, you could. Mishmur says if you didn't eat Shalosh Shudas yet, for a good half an hour after Shkia, you could still eat, as long as not a half an hour before Marav. But I call upon him if you already had your Shalosh Shudas, then you should not start eating now a second time before when it comes to time to make Avdolah. That we say you don't have to stop eating if you start to eat beforehand. It's only if you're eating something. Let's say you weren't having a Shalosh Shudas meal. You just started to drink. You started to drink wine. Let's say at the near the end of Shabbos after Shkia, and you kept on drinking. By drinking alone, we say when it comes to time to make Avdolah, you have to stop drinking. You're not allowed to drink now before you make Avdolah. Only by eating. If you're only sitting down to drink something, it's not so choshev. Then you have to stop, because that's called stam. You're eating now before Avdolom. And the Loch Ridge, you're not allowed to eat or drink before you make Avdolom. So if you're in the middle of a meal, that's a dove choshev, you're allowed to continue eating. But if you're not in the middle of a meal, you're just drinking, that's not choshev. It's considered now like you're starting to drink, and before Avdolom, you're not allowed to drink. It's only on beer, wine and beer. But if you want to drink water, this man there holds you could drink water even right before Avdolah. So the moral pligi the Rav Huna, he argues on Rav Huna. The Rav Huna chazilu gavre. Rav Huna saw a person. The shosa maya koydim Avdolah. That before he went to make Avdolah, this person went to drink water. Omalei, he told him, aren't you afraid that you'll get the sickness called a sachra, some type of choking sickness? The Tona Mishmed Rabbi Akiva. We learned over the name of Rabbi Akiva. Kol atoyim klum kredim shiavdol. Whoever eats anything or drinks anything before you make Avdolom, misos of yasachra. You should know the mis you'll have will be with this type of a choking, a sachra. So Khuri told him, why aren't you afraid? How come you're drinking this, how come you're drinking this water now before Avdolah? If you drink the water before Avdolah, it's a shalom for Nasachram. You may get this choking, you choke to death. So Rabbonan, Devei Ravashi, Lekafti Amaya. But Rabbonan Ravashi, they were not makbid upon water. They were makel that to drink water even before you make Avdolah. So Rashi, Lekafti Amaya, Akam me Avdolah, before making Avdolah. But that's for sure, before you make Kiddush Friday night or Shabbos in the morning, you shouldn't even drink something. Mishum Kovet Shabbos. That's the meaning of Kovet Shabbos. V'yoch yuchziz da'alocha. V'shamina na'am mishimo yusudim b'shabbos v'echshir goyimim kol sadosim. O'mazanam yachkach mavdilim. That lo yusuy shala shudish continues on, then for sure you're allowed to continue eating up until whenever you get finished. Just if you didn't start eating and you want to start eating now before Avdolah, you're not supposed to start eating before Avdolah. And who adin about drinking something, wine and beer, for sure you shouldn't. Water is a sharlis. Some say yes, some say no. Boy, when they revinim Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, mishaloi kiddush beru Shabbos. Somebody did not make kiddush Friday night. Mal she kaddish beru kol yom kulei. What about Shabbos in the morning? Could he make kiddush? Not like we do Shabbos in the morning just on a burpee or gofin, but what about to make no kiddush? If you didn't make the kiddush Friday by night, could you make the kiddush Shabbos in the morning? The whole nusach of kiddush is omale. So he answered back, mi diyamri b'nei Reb Chiya. Since the Sildar of Chiya said, mishle hivdu b'moitzoy Shabbos. Somebody forgot to make havdolah on moitzoy Shabbos. The locher is mavdu v'hoyla kol haShabbos kuloi. He's allowed to go and make havdolah the rest of the week. So the chur, you see, even after this man havdolah, you're still allowed to make havdolah. His zochinam and the same should apply here also. That mishle kiddush b'ara Shabbos. If somebody did not make the real kiddush Friday night, mekadish v'hoyla kol yom kuloi. He's allowed to make that kiddush Shabbos morning. When he wakes up Shabbos morning on the kais, he makes the whole kiddush. And that's why we hold halacha like that. So Rashbam says that we say mavdu b'holich kol haShabbos kuloi. It doesn't really mean the whole week. Ad revi up until Wednesday b'Shabbos. Come on, that the Gemara will soon say you're allowed to make avdol up until Tuesday night. That's the last time you can make avdol. So the same thing applies by Friday night also. If you didn't say kiddush Friday night, you could say kiddush on Shabbos morning. Eitzo yavakashra new lele Shabbos. V'leila yom tov, yesh ben kiddush al hakoyis. You're supposed to make kiddush al hakoyis. V'yesh ben askaron v'birchas hamozen. And when you bench, you have to say it's say in benching. Shabbos v'yom tov. What about on the day of Shabbos, not the night, not Friday night, but the day of Shabbos v'yom tov? Ein ben kiddush al hakoyis. You don't have to make kiddush al hakoyis. But you don't make the nusach like we make a kiddush. We just say a bar piagofen, but we don't say any kiddush al hakoyis. But when you bench Shabbos morning, you have to say Ritzay also. Now the question is, if you're going to tell me that me shaloi kiddush there is Shabbos, whoever did not make kiddush Friday night, the locher is mekadosh v'lo kol yom kuloi, he's allowed to say kiddush even Shabbos by morning. Or v'zoyin Shabbos v'yom tiv nami mishkachas luhu diyesh ben kiddush al hakoyis. Sometimes it could come out that Shabbos morning and Yom Tov by morning, your mamash have to say a nusach of kiddush al hakoyis. Not like we do. Our kiddush rab we say in the morning, the ik of kiddush rab is only to say baruch pri hagofen. That's all. That we say b'shamim before. That's just some meaning. But the ik of kiddush is just baruch pri hagofen. Kiddush al hakoyis means to say the nusach we say Friday night, and that we don't say by daytime. But the question is, if you could tell me a case where a person doesn't say it Friday night, he has to say the whole nusach of kiddush Shabbos morning. So why does the Braita say in Shabbos morning there's no kiddush al hakoyis? Sometimes you do have a kiddush al hakoyis Shabbos morning. So my answer is poshut. And the Gemara di like kiddush in the middle of the Mosh Kasha. For the Gemara yom tov nami mishkachas lo the yesh ben kiddush al hakoyis di like kiddush meyurta mekadosh lemocher. In a case where he didn't make kiddush at night, he has to make kiddush al hakoyis next morning. Or Malay, he answered back simply, D like Yitoni. The Bryce is not talking about if something happened. The Bryce is talking about normal cases. Normal cases, everybody makes Kiddush Friday night. So if you make Kiddush Friday night, Shabbos morning, you do not have to make a Nusach of Kiddush al hakoyis. So that's why it's good as Bryce, that when do we say Kiddush al hakoyis only Friday night or Yom Tov by night? But by daytime, we don't say Kiddush. I can tell me one case, a modern case, the guy didn't make kiddush Friday night. Di like Ketani. This Bryce is not talking about if that happens. It's talking about normal cases. So therefore, there's no kashin. That's the lochon. That if you forgot to make kiddush Friday night, you couldn't make kiddush b'yom. Right.
Yeah. Now, on the top of the yomid and of kufay, that the Gemara is the kasha lula. The Gemara is the kasha nula. That al kam ula made havdola. All he just said is baruch to Hashem. L'chein melachol amavdo b'kiddush l'chol. And the Gemara's question was that there's a Bryce that says, he's supposed to start with the baruch and end off with the baruch. How come Ula only started with the baruch and did not end with the bracha? Now, Tosfos asked a question on Rashi. The way of the Rashbam, we learned Pshat before in the Rashbam, that he learns Pshat and Ula, that with that the Gemara says, that Ula's Havdola was just Hamavdo Mekirish Lachoyol, that was all that he said, like Sulay. All he said was Baruch to Hashem, Mekirish Lachoyol, Hamavdo Mekirish Lachoyol. That's all he said. So Tosfos asked the question, if that's all he said, like what's the Gemara's kasha now on Ula? What's the Gemara asking on Ula? How come he didn't start with the Baruch and end off with the Baruch? Why is this pshita like this is doing with the Brichas HaPeiros? Brichas HaPeiros, when you make a Baruch HaBaruch Pri Heitz, The Rashbam said the reason why it only starts with the Baruch and does not end, because it's a Ksara, it's a short Nusach, you don't say too much. So if all Ula said by Avdolah was also just Baruch Hamav the Bezer Shlachol, what was the Havim mean? What was the Gemara's question? For sure it's only a short Bracha. You shouldn't have to say more than just a Baruch. Therefore, Tosis learns that Avad and Ula, Ula Takya said could be the whole Nusach of Avdolah. The only thing was he did not end off with anything, like Tosis says. And Tayyip says, "V'nira the Ula Omar Nami called Shach Havdolos." Ula Takas said the rest of Havdolos. Because the Chor Ben Ola Choshech Ben Yisrael Amim. The Yishtik Loi Chasima. The only thing was Ula did not say any Chasima, didn't say any ending to it. So therefore, the Morris question was, "The Avimina is it's a long bracha?" He's saying Hamavlo because the Chor Ben Ola Choshech Ben Yisrael Amim. Since you're saying a few words there, that should be considered a long bracha, and you should have to end off with a bracha. And that the Gemara answers no. Even though you have a few words in the bracha, a little bit longer, you do not have to end off with a bracha unless you have around two inyanim in the bracha. But Kol Zaman, you're only talking about one direct thing, only about Havdalah here, you would not have to make end off with a baruch. Now later we have the Shaila about before you make Havdalah, are you allowed to eat or not? Like you said, even though you don't have to stop eating your sud if you started before, but to start eating, you're not allowed to start eating before Havdalah. Now there was a shayla, what about drinking water? So that was a shayla in the Gemara. One man Yama said it was mutter, and one man Yama said, no, it's a shayla from a sakona. If you're allowed to even drink water, if you're thirsty before you make havdolah. So the Mechaba Paskins like this, and Simon raised tzaddik test, that also lecho shum dover, o yafilu lishtos yayin, o yishar mashkin, chutz mimayim, mishetech shach ad sheyavdol. That when it comes nighttime on Mitzvah Shabbos, if you do not make Havdalah yet, you're not allowed to eat or drink anything. Only water. So Mashmah the Mechab holds that water is mutter to drink before Havdalah. Let's say somebody was eating Shalashudis that he started from before, and then it's nighttime. Ain't Tzorach Lahafsik. You do not have to stop. And Afilu Mishti. You do not even have to stop from drinking then. Let's say somebody was only sitting and drinking, he was not having a meal. And then it becomes nighttime. You have to stop. There's drinking that we had is not a chosh of a thing. You have to stop drinking. Now this drinking, according to the Mechaber, is talking about you're drinking beer or wine, something chosh. But just water alone, that we hold mikra din, you are allowed to drink before Havdalah. Now, the Mechaber says a loshin that you're not allowed to eat if you didn't start before Mishetech Shach Ad Sheyavdol. Once it becomes nighttime, you can't eat before you make Havdalah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what does it mean when it becomes a Techshach? He says, V'afilu B'sofech HaSheicha. V'ayin L'yel, that we learned before, D'naktinam L'sofech HaSheicha Teikov Mishashoko Achama. As soon as it becomes Shkiyas Achama, the sun set, you should know then you are not supposed to eat before you make Havdalah. Now he says, this is providing that the person already ate Shalosh Udis, and he benched, let's say. But he says, Mikom Makom Nirali, T'linyin Achila Sudish Lishis, Im Loyochal Mikoidim. Let's say somebody did not eat Shalosh Udis yet, he did not eat his third meal, and it already became Shkia, it already became sunset, and now it's a Sofi Hashecha. Is there an issue for him to eat before he made Havdalah? So he says, "Bevadai tzorech lechol." For sure, this person still has to eat shalosh udis. Afilu vacha shkia, even though it's now after shkia. For yafilu l'shar achila, il mutoyev lechol lishtos gamchem ein lahachmir ad chatzi shoa koydim tzetzichovim. You don't have to be machmir if you're hungry and you want to eat. You're allowed to eat as providing it's not a half an hour before tzetzichovim. When it becomes that late already, you're not allowed to eat for a different reason, because before marav you're not allowed to eat. In other words, a half an hour before Tzetzik Chovim, the turn to Davin Marav, you're also not allowed to start to eat then before you Davin Kriya Shema in Marav. See here also, as long as there's still a half an hour till Tzetzik Chovim, you are allowed to sit down now to eat your Shalosh Udis. Because even though it's after Mishatech Shach, it's after Shkia, but if you did not eat the Shalosh Udis, there's a mitzvah to eat it, so you should still hop around and eat the Shalosh Udis. It's only if you already ate the meal, you already ate Shalosh Udis, and you benched, now to sit down to eat something else, you should not eat until you make Havdalah by Mitzvah Shabbos. However, to drink water, that would be mutter. Or else the Mishnah Berurah says a chiddush that even if you're just hungry, as you already ate shalosh shudas in the early afternoon, and now you became hungry, you want to eat a little bit more, as long as it's a half an hour before tzeisik chavim, it would be mutter still to eat. But if you're not that hungry, just time you want to eat something, then that's the mechabes halacha, that mishatechshach, once it becomes nighttime, which means even a suffix nighttime after shkia, then you should not eat anything until you make havdalah first. However, the Mefarshim speak out, like the Ran, that it's only mutter to drink water before you make havdalah on Matzoy Shabbos. However, at the beginning of Shabbos, before you make Kiddush, it's also even to drink water. All right, we'll stop here. You have Daf Kuf Hei. You have Daf Kuf Hei Amar Aleph, the bottom Gemara. Eisve, Havakashi. So Shala was now, which Shala was, if you didn't make Kiddush at nighttime Friday night, can you still make Kiddush Shabbos by Yom? So he said yes, that even though you didn't make Kiddush Shabbos by night, that was Boyim Minei Revinim Rav Nachum Yitzchok, Mishla Kiddush Be'er Shabbos, Mashi Gash Rolikul Yom Kulei, Amalei, he answered back that you could make a Kiddush. Eisvei Havakashi. As a locham, Kvoid Yom, Uchvoid Laila, Kvoid Yom Kovod, Koidim. That is Shala, you're supposed to spend money to buy food. You don't have enough food in your house. Where should you eat the food? Should you eat the food Friday night, by Shabbos by night? Or should you wait till Kvod Yoim, to leave the food better for Shabbos by daytime? As when should you have a bigger meal? Friday night or Shabbos by Yoim? So locher is that Kvod Yoim comes before Kvod Laila. You're supposed to leave over the food, the better food, for Shabbos by daytime. There's more covered Shabbos to eat the food by daytime than eat it by night. Shashi Kvod Yoim and Kvod Laila. Imein lo yayin harbe. A person doesn't have a lot of wine. Lesuda. Oimini megodim yinicham ad hayoim. You don't have a lot of food for Shabbos, so you shouldn't eat that much Friday night. Rather leave the food for Shabbos by day. There's a bigger covered Shabbos to eat the food by daytime of Shabbos than Friday by night. What about imein lo yelo kois echor? Let's say somebody only has one kois of yayin. That's all he has in his house. Came Shabbos, he only has one kois of yayin. What should you do with this kois? So the writer says, "Oimer Olo."